When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome back to another edition of the OHIO podcast. I'm your host, Buckeye Boggs. That man over there is Wild Man Chris Wilds. That man over there, well, that is JR. That's Silky Smooth in the No JR. And we are waiting for Mello to jump in with us. He said he's going to try to join us as well. And we'll hopefully have the whole crew here to talk about our prediction show. We're all going to put on our genie hats and get our crystal balls out. And we're going to make predictions. This is one of the funner shows we do every single year, Chris, because especially when we get to the crazy predictions portion of the show, it's always fun to see what everybody drops on us. Kind of like what the NCAA dropped on the doorstep up in Ann Arbor today. Bobby Mack, NOA, has officially dropped. And would you say it was a bomb, Chris?
If it was a smart bomb, because let me tell you something, this was something that's been expected. This is calculated. I have to feel like, you know, people will say the timing's coincidental. I feel like the timing is calculated. I think everything about this, just says we're done messing around with you. It's time. It's time. I feel so good about this, Eric. I feel so validated by all this, and I just want to hear those Wolverine fans cry. You know, if you listen real hard, I'm pretty sure you can hear the Wolverines crying right now.
Yeah, I wonder if any of them will show up in the chat today, or if they're going to avoid us like the plague. Now, Sam, thank you so much. Sam says the best Ohio State podcast. Appreciate that, Sam. William McBride says October 12th is almost here. Doing some duck hunting, maybe? Is that what William McBride's saying? Or is he saying the ducks are waiting? I don't know. One of the two. But this is going to be incredibly interesting. Kevin McAndrews, man, big Kev. Kevin's going to be doing some podcasting with Chris, you and I, very, very soon. I think tomorrow we're going to record an Ohio State Akron preview with Big Kevin. So looking forward to that, man. Breaking down Akron, getting ready for the game. This week is massive for us. Before we jump into too much with the stuff with Ann Arbor and we get into the fun portion of the show. Yes, okay, I thought so. William McBride is a Duck fan. I thought so. So, yeah, you're saying the Ducks are coming. We're saying we're going duck hunting. It just depends on your perspective. But glad to have you here with us, William. So this week is massive for us, guys. We have tonight's show, obviously. You're here. We're doing it right now. Tomorrow night is our Ohio State preview. We've previewed all other 17 Big Ten teams. We saved Ohio State for the end.
The one that counts.
Yes, Chris. We have a special guest going to be with us for that. Already did the interview. And so it was awesome to have Chris Drew from Minnesota Sports with us. And it's a fantastic interview, great discussion. That'll drop tomorrow. Tuesday is Mello and Devin, the Buckeye Boys, their first ever live show on Tuesday night. You're not going to want to miss that. I think that goes live at 8:15 on Tuesday. Wednesday is our Akron preview that we're going to pre-record Monday evening with Big Kev. So we're looking forward to that as well. So Wednesday will be our big preview for Akron. Thursday is our call-in show. Friday is a first ever Buckeyes at night or Buckeyes after dark. This could be very interesting. We'll see how this goes. Have a few things planned for that. Saturday, Chris and I are going to be doing a live show during the game. So we're going to record or we're going to go live during the game. Chat will be live. You're a member. We can drop a link. You can come on with us. So it should be very interesting to see how that goes. And then the call-in show immediately following the game. And then next Sunday we do our roundtable. So if you're keeping track, that is in 8 days, 10 shows in 8 days. So it is a marathon. Make sure you're here for all of it, all right? So if you're not already, like, share, subscribe. It really does help. And ring the bell. Become a member. Get notified. The membership's only $3.99 a month. You'll get a t-shirt after you've been a member for a month and all the content that you're going to have. We might even do a members-only thing this week for you guys. So a lot of good stuff going on this week. All right. Before we dive into all of our previews. Look who it is. Yes, the Akron Blue and Gold podcast. That's who we're going to be podcasting with some kangaroos there.
Eric, can we apologize now to the folks from Akron? Because
no, because they're getting $1 million.
They're getting $1 million, but what they don't understand is that Ohio State is going to cover that 50.5-point spread.
They very well could. All right. It's definitely an opportunity to set the tone for the season. And Ryan Day talked about that. All right. JR, we don't want to dive too much in the weeds. And we just got corrected from Akron. They're getting $2 million for this beatdown. Nice. That should help pay for your athletics this season. Absolutely. So the NOA came out, right? And with that NOA, we got some juicy stuff. I'm going to let you respond first, Chris. JR, I'll let you talk about what you want. Melo's about ready to come on here. And then we're going to get into our predictions. We're not going to hang around this a lot. Everybody's going to want to cover this week. To me, this is very general. This is what we kind of expected, Chris.
Yeah, and obviously we don't have the full content of this NOA like we did the others. But from all indications, the punishment is going to be very severe. The people from that team up north have been trying to blow this thing off and blow this thing off. And the Fisher-Price hammer just became about a 25-pound sledge. This thing is going to just explode right in their face. And finally, there's going to be some consequences to the travesty that they perpetrated upon college football. Not just upon Ohio State, not just upon the Big Ten, but they committed a crime against college football. And finally, they're going to pay for it. And I can't wait. I hope Warger is still up to have that party. I'd love to go to Pittsburgh twice this year.
Yeah, I would too. It might be around Christmas time when it's all said and done. That'd be quite the Christmas party.
Yes, it would.
JR, you're up next, buddy.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing here is just like the asterisks on that national championship is for real, right? I mean, they have nothing that they can say, even if it isn't, vacated or whatever, whatever happens through all of this, like, they got a notice of allegations, they cheated, and they will forever be known as the cheaters of college football. People have been got for recruiting and transfer portal stuff. I mean, they're trying to throw shade on Iowa right now because they want anybody else to have this attention right now. And the truth is, nobody else gets it because nobody else cheated like they did. Nobody else screwed up the integrity of the game. Nobody else was as desperate as they were. I mean, Jim Harbaugh went 2-4, and the only thing that he saw that he could do was to cheat and cheat as much as he possibly could. I mean, the amount of money that Connor Stallions probably spent or whoever was funding those tickets, I mean, what'd they say, 58 different games. You think about how expensive tickets are for games over two and a half years, however long they were doing it for. It just, it's official. There is an asterisk next to that national championship, and it will never not be tainted by cheating.
You know, JR, just real quick, the only thing better than the asterisk for their championship last year is when they have to turn around and watch Ohio State win the national title this year.
Well, yeah.
That's just great.
Yeah. 100%.
Mello, welcome to the show tonight, brother. Good to see you, man. What do you think,
brother?
How you guys
doing?
Doing good. NOA dropped tonight on the doorstep up there in Ann Arbor. What's your thoughts?
First off, bow time. And I'm going to use the word the NCAA used, unprecedented. I think the punishment is going to be unprecedented. People could hide and not want to talk about it all they want. It is what it is. There is no hiding from justice. And Team Up North is going to get it. Or shall I say the cheaters up north. I was holding off from using that until the NOA drop. So now it's unequivocal. And I'm waiting for the punishment. They got 90 days. Let's see what they do.
Yep. So two things, and then we're going to move on. Number one, you're right, Mello. They have 90 days to respond. Okay, so there's a 90-day window here. JR and I were talking, and I did clarify with JR if my thinking was correct, and I think we're on the same wavelength here. Michigan's going to do one of three things. Number one, they're going to look at this, and then they're going to try to be proactive, and they're going to say, we are going to punish ourselves. Here's what we're going to do. If they do that, I think the NCAA traditionally has been a little bit more lenient with those teams that do that, especially when they punish themselves heavily. Think Ohio State with Jim Tressel. Okay? That was self-punishment. They could wait and wait for the NCAA to give them their punishment, whatever that might be, and then they say, all right, this is how it's going to be. So, or there's the third, they could try to fight it. And if they do that, then that means they're going to be going to court. And as JR pointed out, that means discovery happens. And I don't know that that's what they're going to want to do, because if you kind of...
They do not want discovery, guys. That is the last thing they want right now.
If you look at the tea leaves, there are a couple former coaches who weren't mentioned before who dropped in the NOA today who are trying to negotiate their way out of this thing. And that tells you right now, negotiations in my mind are already happening. And if they're smart, they're going to punish themselves. We'll see if it's how strict it is that they go for. Be very interesting. If they don't, boy, oh boy, they are putting themselves in the hands of the NCAA, who appears to be very upset with them.
They haven't made friends with them over the course of the last year and a half.
Well, and they tried to punish themselves before, right? I mean, they will try to come back and say, hey, here's our punishment. You know, Sharon Moore gets two games, you know, or something like that. Like, hey, here's our little punishment. Guys, they tried to self-punish or whatever you call it for the recruiting violations, for the cheeseburger, right? They tried to do that. They said, oh, yeah, three games for Jim Harbaugh. The guy got 4 year show cause and a 1 year suspension.
Yeah.
They're going to try to do something, and it's going to be so small, the NCAA is going to look at it and say, that's insulting.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking at the chat, and apparently Dylan's enjoying some adult beverages right now. There's no other reason for this comment.
I don't even want to look
what,
at it.
What, the Big Ten football champs? They made it to the championship game in 2021, so...
Oh, what he's saying, though, is if they get...
Because
they played the team up north, and then he's... So Purdue's going to claim it. They're going to hang the banner.
Purdue 2 years ago, and then Iowa the last 2 years? Who was in it in 2022?
Yeah.
Iowa.
Oh, no, that means Ferentz would have two titles and a reason to stay around.
Oh, gosh, he won't leave until he's 95. Are you kidding me? Good Lord, have mercy. No, we don't need that to happen. That's a terrible idea. That is absolutely terrible. All right, guys, let's do this, man. That's all the talk for that I want to get into. There's going to be plenty of opportunities. There's going to be plenty of opportunities to make fun of them and laugh and talk about that, especially during, I guarantee Thursday night, or the call-in show is going to have very much an NOA theme to it, knowing the people who like to call in. So we're going to do, we'll cover that then. Okay. So this is our prediction show, and I love this show. It is so much fun to have these predictions. I asked these other three, and by the way, Dev, who's not with us tonight, he submitted his predictions as well. Yeah, Travis, I hope no one has FSU winning a national championship this year. No, nice to know. No one predicted them, and I got all of your predictions before Saturday. No one predicted FSU to win the ACC, so I'm feeling pretty good about our intelligence in this group after watching that game. But this is going to be a lot of fun. So here's the thing, guys. In the chat, I want you to give your predictions too. I'll give you the topic. We'll do a round. I'll give you what Devin and mine is at the end. And then in the chat, we'll go to you guys with your predictions. We're going to start with Ohio State predictions first, guys. Ohio State predictions first. So there's a lot of different positions we're going to talk about tonight. So we're going to kind of go quickly through these. All right. But up first, and I need to make sure that I got my show notes up here. So I got all my notes here. I think I put at the end of my notes here. Here we go. Up first, who leads the team in the following categories? Let's start at the wide receiver position. Let's go with receptions. Who, and you don't have to put a number on it unless you want to. Who will lead the team this year in receptions? Chris, JR, Mello, then myself. That's the order we're going to go. Go, Chris.
I think Carnell Tate actually is the recipient of a lot of coverage on Emeka and JJ. I've got him leading the team in number of receptions.
We're just doing receptions or we're doing
just
all three?
Just receptions.
Okay. I have Emeka leading the team in receptions. I think he'll come out of the slot quite a bit with Jeremiah up there, and I think that Ryan Day loves his slot receivers, and he's going to eat.
I'm going with Emeka as well for the same reasons JR did, but a little slight twist. With Emeka in the slot, it's harder to double-team that. I think Optimus and Carnell are going to command a lot of double-teams on the outside, so Emeka is going to eat.
Yeah, and Devin and I both agree with you three. So Emeka Egbuka is going to lead this team in receptions. Travis says he's going to go with Mech. Larry Daniels said Egbuka. Ryan Day's beard, and Ryan Day's beard knows a lot since he's on Ryan Day's face. He's saying Carmel Tate. So this is going against the grain. I like that. Christopher Sowers, he agrees. He thinks Emeka will lead the team in receptions. Our boy Tyler, he's going with Emeka. Jeremy's going with Emeka. So there we go. Those were the I think those are the so a lot of Egbuka. All right, moving on. Next up is receiving yards, Chris. Who will lead Ohio State this season in receiving yards? Where'd he go? He said
I'll go.
All right,
my receiving yard leader is Emeka Egbuka.
Really? Back to back.
He's going to have the most receptions. So,
Mello?
I'm going to Emeka. They want him to break that record. He's going to break the record.
Okay. Let's see here. I did not go with Emeka for receiving yards. In fact, neither did Devin. He and I were on the same page. We're going with Carnell Tate with receiving yards. I think Emeka gets more catches. I think Carnell Tate gets more yards, and Larry Daniels agrees with me. He's going with Carnell Tate. Jeremy Moreland says, give it to J.J. Smith. Ryan Day's beard, Emeka. Tyler says he's going with Carnell Tate. Christopher Sowers says Emeka. Let's see here. Emily says Carnell Tate. So, and then Travis going with going one step further says Mech's going to be in motion a lot, and that's un, unguardable. Just be aware. I think a lot of these guys are going to be in motion a lot. I think there's going to be a lot of pre-snap eye candy. In fact, there was a lot of pre-snap eye candy in the Georgia Tech game, and it really messed Florida State up a lot. There was a lot of motion by Georgia Tech, a lot of misdirection stuff. I think that's very similar to what we might see coming from Chip. So I'm not sure where Chris went. When he gets back, we'll let him give his answer. But, JR, we're going to move on now to receiving touchdowns.
Yeah, so I'll change it up here. I'm not going to go mech. All right, I'll go J.J. Smith here. I think he's going to be a huge red zone target for him. I like Carnell Tate as well. J.J.'s just a little bit bigger. I think he's going to be a better target down there. Typically, I might go with a tight end, but I just don't think we have a consistent tight end this year that's going to do that. So I think J.J. Smith is going to assume kind of that fade role for somebody. But if we're talking about overall red zone touchdowns, I'm not choosing JJ. I got somebody else for that if we wanted to ever do that. But
well, if you want to take it, if you want to take
it. I know who he's going to pick.
I'll let Melo go first. So that way I don't take. I keep taking Melo, so I'll let Melo go first. And if he doesn't take it, I'll name mine.
All right. In terms of red zone touchdowns, we know it's going to be Will Howard.
Yep.
But in terms
receiving touchdowns?
No, red zone.
Just talking red zone overall.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
I was just saying what he was going to say. In terms of receiving TDs, Optimus. Absolutely. He's a matchup nightmare. And did you see that video that they just released on the Ohio State football IG page? The one-hander where he jumps up about 5 feet in the air. He's a specimen.
Yeah.
He's not human.
Yeah. Tomorrow when our Ohio State preview drops, Chris, Drew, and I, we actually – spent about 6 minutes just talking about Jeremiah Smith, and it's pretty incredible the direction that conversation goes. So I think you're all going to really enjoy that. Chris, who's going to lead the team in receptions? We didn't get your receptions.
No receptions yet. I had Carnell Tate on receptions.
Receiving yards,
I've got a Mecca.
Okay. Receiving touchdowns.
JJ, give me Smith.
And all right, and Mello, were you JJ as well?
Yeah, Optimus Prime for sure. Yep. JJ Smith.
I'm going Optimus Prime. I'm going J.J. Smith, and so is Devin. So if you're keeping track at home, Devin and I are on page that Emeka leaves in receiving receptions, Tate in receiving yards, J.J. Smith in receiving touchdowns. That's awesome. That's called uniformity right there. Let's take
same
a look
with
at
me and J.R.
Yeah, let's look at the chat and see what they've got going on for receiving touchdowns. Larry Daniels says J.J., we got another one for JJ from Ryan Day's Beard. Christopher Sowers is going with Optimus Prime. Tyler says Prime. Donald Rossback says Prime. Jeremy Moreland says in the red zone, he's going to go with the big Q, Quinshon Judkins. So Renata says JJ. So, okay, I think I got everybody there. Okay, so now that was receiving. Let's talk about rushing. Who is going to lead the team this year, Chris, in rushes? Now, this is going to be interesting. We're talking just carries now.
You know what's crazy is I think the two starting guys may be out of the game by halftime so often that it could be Peoples who ends up leading the team in rushes. But I'm going to go with Travion Henderson leading the team in rushes.
JR?
Sorry, I was muted. I will go with Quinshon Judkins.
Frozen
I think.
In time. There he is.
Sorry. I'm going to go with Quinshon Judkins. I think that he's going to get a lot of work close to the goal line. And once they get across midfield, they'll kind of switch it up to him a little bit. So, I'm going to go Judkins.
All right, so we got one for Travion, one for Judkins. Melo, who you got?
I actually think it's going to be pretty even. This was the hardest conversation this whole thing. This was extremely difficult. I slightly gave the edge to Quinshon.
All right, so you're going with Q? All right.
But not by that much, maybe like 5 or 10 carries overall during the season. I just think I need to see Trey be healthy for an entire season.
That's a good point. Yep. and Devin says he's going with Q. I'm going to go with Travion, and I'm going to bank on the fact that I do think Travion is going to be healthy this season. So I think he's going to start the game often. You know, we were talking about this in our preview. Mm-hmm. If you go to our lads, they've got Quinshon Judkins as the number one running back and Travion Henderson as the two, but it's so interchangeable that you're darned if you do, darned if you don't, if you're them. So, all right, let's see what the chat says. We've got Christopher Sowers says Q is going to lead the team in rushes. Ryan Day's Beard says Trey. Larry Daniels is going with Q. Donald says Trey. And you can see it's very split here, guys. We got AB going with Judkins, so he says Q. Another one for Trey. This is incredible. It's back and forth and back and forth. Doreen says she's going to go with Quinshon. We got Quinshon taking over here. Travis says Quinshon. Troy says Quinshon. Oh, you guys must have got the chat going in your directions. Jeremy says Quinshon. Let's remember, guys,
this is a guy who came to Ohio State because he wanted to reduce his number of carries.
And he will.
And he will, and he still might lead
well,
the team,
yeah, he's
right?
Well, yeah, he's not going to carry 30 a game here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you're absolutely right, Doreen. Both these guys are elite. We've got 1A, 1B. I don't even like calling one of them B. I really don't. Like,
right.
They're both 1A. It's just 1A. Yeah. All right, let's move on here, guys. Let's move on to rushing yards. So we went carries. This time we're going with yards. And let's switch it up. Let's go backwards. Melo, you're first.
Right here I got Q. But I could also go Trey because I think Trey's going to break out a lot bigger, longer runs if you give him a seam. But Q does not go down on first contact. So I think he's going to have yards after contact. It's going to be tremendously, significantly better.
JR?
I think it's going to be Trey. I think that he's going to have that home run threat against maybe some weaker teams. You know, I could see him having like 8 carries for – I don't know, like 105 yards or something like that on a couple games just because he breaks away for some big runs. And I think that will impact it and eventually give him the most rushing yards.
Yeah, I've got Travion here. I think he's going to be the guy who, like I said, has the most carries. But I think Judkins is going to be relegated more to when we need that power running. I think Trey's going to be in the game a little bit more because he's, I think, a little more versatile as a receiver. And I also think that he's going to get a few more carries, so I think he's going to lead the team in rushing.
Devin went with Trey. I'm going with Trey. I think Trey's going to hit a bunch of home runs this year from the running back position. Travis Shuttleworth is going with Trey. Jeremy Moreland, Trey. Thomas says this is a toss-up. And you know what, Thomas? A lot of these are a toss-up because there's a lot of different things that play into this because you bring up attempts. Legitimately, I thought about Peoples.
That's what I said at the beginning. Yeah.
And legitimately, like he might get a lot of run as a freshman to keep these guys healthy for the end of the season. Judkins gets yards, says Larry. Doreen is going with Trey. Emily says Trey. Donald says Judkins. Troy says Trey due to multiple 70-plus yards touchdowns. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Ryan Day's Beard says Trey because yards of his speed and getting away from big hits. AB says Trey. Interesting. Bobby Mack going next level statistics here. Q will have the most rushing yards, and Trey will have the most all-purpose yards. So he's putting receiving in that. But, hey, Q can catch the ball. And that was another reason why he came to Ohio State, was he wanted to work on receptions out of the backfield, and that's going to happen for this team. He's been guaranteed that's going to happen. All right, moving on. Let's go to receiving touchdowns. Again, Melo, I'll let you start.
Receiving touchdowns or rushing?
Rushing touchdowns. I'm sorry. Rushing touchdowns.
I'm going to go Q Henderson.
Q Henderson. that was the most Aaron answer I've ever heard, Eric.
If you could morph those two into one human being, how awesome would that guy be, really? Right?
Yep. I'm going to go with Trey. I think Trey's going to break out a lot of long runs.
For touchdowns?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Because once he's gone, you're not catching him.
JR?
I'm going to go with Quinshon just because I think the red zone attempts. And I think Quinshon will be able to break some off too. He's not as fast as Trey, but I could see him getting loose and, you know, rumbling, stumbling, bumbling, you know, down the field. He's not slow, but, you know, he's just he won't be he could get caught, unlike Trey, where he's in the open field. He's gone.
Yeah.
I'm going with Q here as well, man. I think Quinshon, he's just so big, so physical. He's going to get those red zone carries.
All right. Devin says that he's going to go with Quinshon. I'm going to go with Quinshon. Again, red zone, I think, actually has a lot to do with this. So Jeremy says Q. Thomas says Howard. Little RPO, baby. Chris says Trey. Travis says Q, most two TDs. I think he's the obvious goal line back. Ryan says Judkins because he's gonna be the goal line guy. Judkins due to being the goal line back, says Troy. Donald says Judkins, he's harder to bring down. Larry says I'm leaning Howard as well with the RPOs. Bobby Mack, you son of a gun.
I like this because what's funny is he put 13 apiece. I actually had Quinshon by one touchdown, and I've got him at 14.
Nice. Bobby, I love it. All right. Bobby says 13 apiece, man. All right. Very cool. I love this stuff, man. I absolutely love this. Let's go to the other side of the ball now. Let's go with tackles. And, JR, I'm going to let you go first, and then Chris, then Mello, then myself. Tackles. Who's going to lead the team in tackles this season?
I think this is hard. There's two of them that I think I'm leaning toward the most, but I think I'm going to go with Cody Simon. I think he has some underrated athleticism, and I think he's going to be the one probably in the game the most out of those linebackers. But my other one, I would not be surprised if it's the other one. So,
who's the other one?
I'm sure one of you guys will say it.
Okay. Chris?
I went with Cody Simon as well, and nobody better say Caleb Downs, because if Caleb Downs is tackling, you're leading the team in tackles, we're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want your free safety to be leading your team in tackles. That means they're getting past your linebackers way too much.
Yeah, I got Cody Simon. I think he goes for over 100 tackles this year.
Mello?
Yep, I'm not going to change the script. I got Cody Simon as well.
Okay. Devin's got Cody Simon, and I've got Cody Simon. So, JR, who is the other guy? Oh, you're muted.
Am I still muted?
No, okay, there you are.
Oh, I thought somebody was going to say Lathan Ransom.
I don't think he's going to play as much as he has in the past, because they're also very deep at that position.
I could just see him rotating the linebackers enough that people would think Lathan Ransom will be in the game more. I do think that they're going to rotate Simon with some of the other guys. Arvell Reese is really coming along as somebody that could get in there as well. So yeah. Safe play is Cody Simon, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's Lathan Ransom just because he's in there more often.
Larry Daniels says Sonny for leading the team in tackles. I wouldn't mind seeing that. That means he's playing five-star level linebacker.
I just think
play.
Sonny and CJ are going to split time a lot more evenly than people think.
Travis says Simon. Yeah. Chris says Simon. Troy says Simon. Let's see. Let's move them down. Everybody, Simon, Emily, Block O, Simon. Ooh, Ryan Day, there's a different one. He says Styles. Jeremy Moreland says it's going to be Styles will be close. Bobby Max got Cody. Tyler says I'm going with Styles. All right, there's a third one. Chris is saying, you know, he's bringing up a good point. Ransom is healthy. Tyler, this is interesting. What about Jack Sawyer? I think oftentimes linemen don't have an opportunity to lead team in tackles because your linebacker can move freely and he's in on just more plays. You'd have to go to your side of the ball in order for that to happen. But yeah, Sawyer's name.
Sawyer's going to be the reason a lot of these guys, the linebackers, get a lot of tackles because he's going to set that edge,
set the edge, and drive him back inside, kick him back in the Simon a lot. You know, your middle linebacker is there to clean up the trash.
I saw somebody said Downs led Alabama last year. He was also playing strong safety last year. He's playing free safety this year. So that's why I said Latham. Lathan. He's going to be the strong safety playing up near the line of scrimmage more. But Caleb Downs will be back. So that's what Chris is saying. Yeah. If your free safety is leading the team in tackles, that's not a good thing because it means he's gotten by your linebackers and your safety and everybody else.
Sean Strzok's trying to beat us to the punch here, isn't he?
He's trying.
Did you give him the show notes?
No, I didn't, but we're going there next. Let's go sacks. Mello, do you agree with Sean? You going Sawyer for sacks or you got someone else?
Absolutely. Jack Sawyer's leading the team in sacks.
JR?
There's not a doubt in my mind.
Yeah, it's Jack.
Yeah, I've got Sawyer with double-digit sacks this year.
So did Chris when we talked to him Saturday. So that was interesting. He said 10 for Jack.
I have it 10 and a half.
I think Jack, if he plays like he did against Missouri, he's looking at more like 15 this season. Because think about it, more games too. So
yeah.
Larry Daniels, Captain Jack, yes. Let me see what Devin said here real fast. He went with Jack Sawyer. Jeremy Moreland with a $5 holler. Pizza on Michigan. Pay it forward. Hit the like. Go Buckeyes. Peace. Oh, I got it. Peace on Michigan. I put an A there in my head.
That's not peace.
That's pizza.
That's not peace. That's or pizza.
do I not know what P-I-Z-Z is?
It's P-I-S.
Oh,
he was okay. Keeping it family friendly.
Sorry, Jeremy. I'm a little naive on some of that stuff. However, I will gladly take that $5 holler and let you all know this is a good time to say this, that we are now $1,495 away from what we need. Every super chat that we get from here to the end of the month of September is going towards Chris getting new. Some new things. Chris needs a new computer. He needs a new board, and we're gonna set Chris up so he can do the call-in show. Because here's the thing, we still want to go to games, and he needs the same setup as I do. So all your super chats, we looked it up, we priced everything out. It's gonna cost us $1,500 to set him up with the same setup that I've got. So all your super chats are going to go to that. We hope to raise $1,500 between now and the end of the month in September. So thank you, Jeremy Moreland. You started us on our way. Tyler says Jack on sacks. Sawyer says, Donald says Sawyer. Thomas, Sawyer. Ryan Days Beard, Sawyer. Travis Shuttleworth explains to me what Piz means. So Bobby Mack says Sawyer. He's got him at 13, by the way. I like it when people put a number on it. People are laughing at me in the chat. Okay, guys. Settle down. Eric's naive. I get it. Sarah, thank you. I appreciate that. Bogsy, you're so cute.
You know what it is, Eric? I'm just used to I work in an elementary school, so I'm used to these.
Yeah. I'm still stuck in the sense. 90s. What could I say? Yeah. I don't even know what Riz means, but
a surprising whatever. Number two for you on sacks. I think CJ Hicks is number two. He'll be in there in pass rushing situations, and I look for him to be disruptive. He's gonna be number two.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. What if it's Kenyatta Jackson?
Hey, I'm okay with that too.
Dude's a freak.
We talked about it earlier. Well, I won't get into it. I don't want to. Don't want to, spoiler, give a spoiler from our preview. So,
Larry Daniels with a $4.99 super chat. OH, guys.
I-O.
Thank you, Larry.
Mel. You got to up the energy on that game.
Yeah, come on, man. We're only 6 days out, dude.
No, that was JR. He's all new. I said I-O.
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 We need an I-O from you and a woo from JR.
All right, let's move on. Interceptions.
Woo!
Devin says he's got Iggy leading the team in interceptions. Chris, who you got?
I'll tell you what. Might surprise some people. I think it's going to be Jordan Hancock.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Jordan Hancock on the interceptions.
JR?
I got Caleb Downs.
It's three different lurking. People.
Lurking back there.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on. So we got Devin said Iggy. Chris, you said
Hancock.
Hancock. JR said Downs. I'm going with Denzel Burke. That's four different guys.
They're never
going
to throw at him, Eric.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Mello, who do you think?
Caleb Downs.
Okay. Oh, he broke the tie. It's Caleb safety, Downs.
He's going to roll. And he's a my ball hawk.
Yeah, I can't be mad also, about it.
I seen these guys doing the training session when I was up there for the soccer ID camp with my daughter. Caleb Downs. Caleb Downs.
All right. Everybody's saying Downs. Okay. Hey, man, maybe wishful thinking with my guy. But you know why I picked – you know why I went with Denzel Burke, right?
Because he wants it.
I want him to leapfrog everybody at cornerback in the NFL draft. I got to have it, man. I want to stick it. I want to stick it to those – I am getting roasted by blueberries in the chat who, like, do not like my take on their on their idol at cornerback. Doreen with a 1999 holler, four-year system. Darren and I love y'all. God bless. OH. Thank you, Doreen. I appreciate that. We love you, too. We are $30 in, guys. $30 in this month for the soundboard, new computer, laptop, lighting, everything, the kit and caboodle for Chris. So he's not in the cave down there. Yeah, baby. That's right, Jeremy Moreland. I agree, Boggs. Burke came back for no BS. That's right.
That's right. Oh, sure, right. You know what that one means.
I do know. That's old school, though. I know what that means. I don't know what this pizza stuff is all about. I don't know. All right, so we've done sacks, tackles, interceptions. I think that's it.
That's it for Ohio State.
No, it's not.
That's it for that.
No, it's not.
Individual.
Individual. Not really. We got to pick an offensive and defensive MVP. Which one you, Mello? I'll let you go. You can choose. You want to do offensive like or defense?
This. I'm being honest with you. I didn't like this.
Why is that?
Because there's too many people. It's too hard to pick one person. Like it literally took me 10 minutes, and I just flipped a coin and said, "All right, I'm going with this person."
Wait till the end of the year. We have to pick out all of our winners on all of the. We do awards every year for show, the Buckeye. Yeah. We do an award show. That one's tough, man. Mm-hmm. That one is really tough. Trying to pick the Buckeye of the year. Come on. All right. So which one do you want to go with, offense or defense?
Oh, my goodness.
You didn't pick, did you, Mello?
I did pick, but I'm trying to pick which one I want to go with. I think I'm going to go with offense.
All right. You got
I pick Oppenheimer.
Will Oppenheimer. All right. Will the swill. All right, buddy. JR?
Yeah, I got Will Howard, too. I just think that there's so many other guys, so many other positions. I think eventually a quarterback's going to get the credit, and I think he's going to be very good this year.
Yeah, I actually agree. I got Will Howard as well. I think he goes over 3,500 yards passing. He may go 500 yards rushing. I mean, he really could. I think he accounts for about 40 touchdowns this year. I got him as the offensive MVP.
Anyone go 50? I will. Wow. Best show for me. Wow, man, Jeremy Morton putting out there. He's going to go $50 for us, but he put that out there at $2, so up to $32, Chris. Helping you out tonight, man.
Woohoo!
It's going to be Will Howard, right? If it's Will Howard, that's everything we want. That's everything we need. If Will Howard's the offensive MVP, then that means the decision Ryan Day made by bringing him in, naming him the starter, giving him spreading the wealth offensively with the pass, tucking on the RPOs, moving around in the pocket, something we didn't see last year, throwing to more than one receiver, actually having a threat to run the football is going to help everything out, help the offensive line out, it's going to be Will Howard, right? But I'm going to give a an honorable mention.
To which offensive lineman, Eric?
Yeah. Seth McLaughlin's going to have a Remington type of year. Seth, give it to Seth. I think he can win the Remington, and he's got a chip on his shoulder. I love it. If him and Will Howard can get in sync, that's so important, man. It's like a pitcher and a catcher. You guys got to be in sync, man. If they can get in sync, it's going to help this team out. All right, let's see here. What we got in the chat for different ones here? We got Larry Daniels is going to go with Howard. I see some people putting defense up as well already. We'll get to that. Donald says Howard. Thomas is going to go with Howard. Ooh. Tyler says J.J. Smith. Wow.
I wouldn't be all that surprised. Well, yeah, I kind of would, because I think that for J.J. Smith to do it, Howard's got to have a great year.
I look for him to be freshman of the year.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Also, for him to do it, that means Will Howard would have to be pretty much Kyle McCord and just lock into one receiver. I think he's gonna be a Blitnikoff like worthy candidate, but I think the ball's gonna spread around too much.
Ooh, Mika says 45 TDs this season for Will. Hey, if that's all passing touchdowns, holy smokes! It's not gonna be, but that would be incredible. By the way, this is a cool story. I'm going to share the story real fast. Skeeter from the Woodwater Mizzou's in on the college huddle this week. Everybody chipped in and raised money for Skeeter, who had that accident. Dude got himself a new PS5 for just being in the, for being cool, being a cool dude and participating in the college huddle. That was awesome to see. Hopefully I want Skeeter, when you get the chance to record, I want to watch you play your son in the new NCAA game. I want to watch that because I know you're old school like me and your kid will probably crush you. I won't play my stepson in
it's not
video games anymore. Won't do it. It's not
pretty.
Ryan Day's Beard, he's going to go with Judkins for offensive MVP. Travis Shuttleworth said Howard. He says, I think we're going to run the heck out of the ball. We are going to be a different type of team this year. I love it, Ryan. I love it. Let's see. I think that's it for offense. All right. And a lot of you already put defense up.
See Skeeter's vote for offensive MVP?
Yeah, I just saw that.
You ain't wrong, brother. But listen, hey, Ryan Day was not a bad play caller. He got in his head last year. He was not a bad play caller.
By the way, Skeeter, stick around because you're really going to enjoy it when we come to our predictions later.
He's got to go record. He ain't going to stick around. Right. He'll have to come back and watch. Although we do have 132 people watching. That's awesome. 97 on the X. My gosh. All right. Defensive MVP. Devin says Tyleek. He went with Tyleek as defensive MVP.
I could see it. I can honestly see a pass for any of the 11 guys to get there.
All right. JR, who you got? Defensive MVP.
It's Caleb Downs.
You're really like, it's like, so it's Caleb Downs.
guys, he is just one of the best.
It's hard to do it on a defensive player. Yo.
Yeah.
What happened?
I mean, he's one of the best, if not the best college football player this season. So.
Okay. I don't disagree that he's great, but man, I got a special feeling about what Captain Jack's going to do this year, guys. I've got Sawyer in there.
Okay. All right. Mello, if you can hear us, I know you're having a little bit of trouble coming in and out there.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can you hear us, Mello? Yeah, we got you. All right. Who's your defensive?
Yes.
MVP,
can you hear me?
Yep. We got you.
Caleb Downs.
Caleb Downs. Okay. Oh yeah.
Yep.
And Chris, you went with Jack Sawyer. Denzel Burke. I'm speaking this into existence tonight, guys. I'm speaking this into existence. He's going to be awesome. Although if you held a gun to my head, I think it's going to be either Sawyer or Downs, but I'm speaking this into existence. That's right, Doreen. He's a Central Ohio guy. A Pickerington dude. By the way, did you guys see where Pickerington got beat by Harvest Prep? A Division V school? That was shocking. And then the game of the night in Friday was Cleveland Glenville came down to Columbus and took on Upper Arlington and beat them 6-0, I think. And a heck of a game. That was a heck of a game.
6-0.
Yeah. Yeah. Dang. Upper Arlington's legit, dude. They are legit. Yeah. Yeah, that was not a – I think a lot of people thought Glenville was going to have their way with Upper Arlington, and it didn't happen. It was a close game. Ryan Miller's nephew plays for Upper Arlington, and he got – by the way, he didn't talk about this when he was on it. He's going to Michigan State. He got offered a scholarship to Michigan State.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, good guys, Buckeyes, come on, man. You got to – you know, he's Ryan Miller's nephew. What position? Defensive end.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. That's right, Doreen. UA's Bobby Carpenterville. That's right. And AJ Hawk. I think AJ Hawk's kids go there as well. And Ryan Miller's. All right. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to do our Big Ten and our crazy predictions and our national predictions. So we're only halfway done. It gets, if you think that's fun, it gets wild, guys. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The OHIO podcast is brought to you by Mastermind. Mastermind specializes in 60-degree, high-definition mobile video mapping, GIS integration, and traffic safety studies. Mastermind cares about traffic safety and keeping you safe on the roadway. Visit Mastermind at onlinemastermind.com. All right. JR had to exit stage left. That's too bad. This is because this is when it gets juicy, Chris. This is when it gets wild, man. All right, here we go. Let's go to Big Ten offensive MVP, Chris.
Well, you know, if he's going to be Ohio State's offensive MVP and he's going to be a Heisman contender, he might as well just go ahead and have the Big Ten offensive MVP too. Give me Will Howard again.
Oh, beautiful. Mello.
I'm going with Will Oppenhauer. As well, for the same reasons that Chris went with it. And plus, when was the last time the Big Ten MVP wasn't a quarterback?
When was the last time? It had to be was it one of the running backs from Wisconsin?
Who, Ron Day?
Ron Day.
Was it that long ago?
I can't think it was that long ago.
I don't know. I was asking a legitimate question. Maybe the chat knows.
Wow. When was the last time the Big Ten MVP was not a quarterback? Look that one up. That's interesting. That's a good question. Offensive MVP for Big Ten. You guys are making me question my pick. All right, I'm not going to go against the grain. I'm going with the running back from Rutgers as my Big Ten offensive MVP. He's an absolute horse. He's going to get the carries because they don't have the same depth that Ohio State has. Ohio State's going to split those carries. They're not going to split them, and they're going to ride that guy all the way to the college football playoff.
Rutgers. I like that.
Yeah, that's my offensive MVP. did Zeke get the offensive MVP? Ooh, Travis. I don't know. That's it. Not for long, buddy. Not for long. Enjoy it. Hug it. Hug it real tight while you can.
Enjoy that asterisk.
Hug it. I mean, you go to bed with that thing and hold it because guess what? It ain't sticking around. So better go enjoy it, Johnny. All right. That was funny. Let's see here. Big Ten defensive MVP, Mello.
I'm going Jack Sawyer. And yes, I know I had Caleb Downs for Ohio State's defensive MVP, but I'm going Jack Sawyer because I think the sacks are going to weigh out in terms of the bigger picture when they choose those awards.
Okay.
I think Jack's going to have more sacks than Caleb has interceptions.
Boy, if not, either way, it's a great problem to have, isn't it? I'm with Mello on this one. I got Jack Sawyer as well.
Okay. All right. Defensive MVP in the Big Ten for me. I'm really gonna go off the rails here, guys. I'm gonna go Xavier Mueller, linebacker for Northwestern.
He's a tackling machine, man.
I think he's gonna end up with like 160 or 70 tackles, like crazy insane numbers. And the style that they play, he's gonna have that opportunity.
I can see that.
I'm going off the rails. I thought about the linebacker from Iowa, but I just think Xavier Mueller has got. I think he's just gonna do it. This more opportunity. All right. Here we go. By the way, I didn't get to some of the questions I wanted to get to for JR left, so we'll do it now. Let's go back to Ohio State real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Over under 8.5. Are you taking the over or under for different guys to get at least one carry from Ohio State against Akron? 8.5 is the number. Are you going to take the under or the over? Now that includes any position.
You know what? I'll go ahead and lead it off. I'll take the over.
Woo, you're going to go the over with
because
none,
I think you're going to see all four running backs get carries.
Okay.
I think you'll see at least two, if not three, quarterbacks have a carry.
All right, so we'll say two. That's six.
I think you'll go three deep. I really think you'll go three deep on the quarterback.
You'll get a Mecca.
And Ennis. I'm going to tell you, Ennis, and don't be surprised. I know nobody in the chat wants to hear it.
Caleb Downs. Oh, Sean, how could we forget Marv won Big Ten MVP?
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
We are all fired.
Yeah. You see it? So you're saying you have 90 days to sleep with that trophy, Johnny? Okay. Don't get comfortable.
I'm worried about what he's doing.
Up and away.
The movie Up. All right. I thought that was a fun question to throw out there. First, how many Big Ten coaches will get fired or leave, resulting in new Big Ten coaches for the season of 2025?
Who's leading this one off?
Go for it, Chris, because I know where four. You – Oh, Mello says four.
I have five.
Five? Holy smokes, dude. A lot of them are new.
Do you want me to run them off?
I got Coach Locks.
I got Locks. I've got I think Ferentz retires. I really do. I think Ferentz retires. Riley.
Yeah, get off my sheet.
Riley is out and going to the NFL. I think they've had enough of James Franklin in Happy Valley after another sad season. And, hey, Johnny, guess what? Your boy ain't going to make it out of the season alive. He's done. Sherrod Moore's done.
Wow. Okay. Bobby Mack says five as well. More now, Mello, who were yours again?
So I have four. Coach Locke is getting fired from Maryland. P.J. Fleck is going to get fired at Minnesota. Kirk Ferentz is going to retire.
Okay.
And Sean.
Who was the last one?
I don't know.
Sophomore.
He gone. He back.
Charmin sophomore.
Okay. PJ Fleck is not going to go nowhere because I think that contract's too much.
Who's going to row the boats?
Jeremy Moreland, $5 holler. Something happens. Hope not. Brown steps in. Who's the backup, Mello? I so trust your judgment.
Talk about quarterback.
If something happens, I hope.
Who's going to back up Devin Brown?
Yeah.
I got Julian Sain.
Yeah. I think you're right, Mello. But that doesn't mean Sain cannot be the number two by the end of the year either.
He will be by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I expect it.
Yeah. Okay. So that was interesting. That was a lot of fun. Let's move on here to our next question for our predictions. Let's see. Lost my spot again. All right. All right. We're going to go with our crazy predictions. We'll start with Ohio State first. So we'll do Ohio State, then Big Ten, then a national. We'll start with Ohio State. These are crazy. So off the wall stuff, Chris. What's your crazy Big Ten prediction?
Ohio State goes undefeated this season. That's not crazy. Every win is by double digits.
Ooh. Every dub will be by double digits. Does that include the playoffs?
That includes the playoffs. That includes the national championship game.
All right. There you go, man. There you go. Dev, crazy Ohio State prediction is that Brandon Ennis is going to have not one, but two punt returns for touchdowns. All right, Mello, what's your crazy Ohio State prediction for this year?
I don't think it's crazy. I think it's plausible. Ohio State's going to finish the regular season number one total defense and number one total offense in NCAA FBS.
Woo! That's like auto, like you better.
And that has not happened since Oklahoma in 1956, by the way.
Nice. That's a good one. That's real good.
Yep.
That's a good one. Yep. Ohio State defensively, here's mine. Ohio State defensively will have 8 games where they will not even give up a touchdown. They'll give up a field goal or multiple field goals, but they will not give up a touchdown in at least 8 games this season. That's my crazy Ohio State prediction. Let's go to a crazy Big Ten prediction, Chris.
You know what? People say it's crazy. I don't think it's crazy, Erica. We've been preaching it all along. I've got Rutgers making the CFP field this season.
You stole mine, brother. Mello, what you got?
I got Michigan losing 5 games.
Woo!
I think the whole thing is going to collapse once everything and the punishment reveals itself. I think they're just going to fall apart as a program.
Ooh, I like this one. Christopher Sauer says Ohio State will have a Heisman and a Natty this year. Nice. My crazy Big Ten prediction is that Rutgers finishes 3rd in the Big Ten and will make the college football playoff. Yes, that is right. They lost their linebacker, Muhammad Torrey, for the season. But trust me, if they were going to lose a player, it needed to be on defense because that's where he does his best work. That's where Greg Schiano does his best work. They're going to be just fine.
How about Bobby Max?
His prediction is that I don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening. It would be great. I'd laugh for days, but I don't see it happening. Too much money to be made off these guys.
There's no way.
Mika, I love this one. Igbuka has a touchdown pass to J.J. Smith.
I can see it.
Yes, I love that one. Well, first off, Johnny, you didn't hear – this is the first time you've been around on our show. You're saying you're trying to tell us what we talked about last year? What are you? No. What are you even talking about? Did you go back in the archives, brother? Come on, man.
Well, let me tell you, Eric.
Stop feeling yourself in the chat, brother. Just slow down. Slow your roll down, man.
In Nebraska, they're drinking the Rule-Aid. This guy's drinking the Fool-Aid when you look at comments like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Cursed Designs. He says we have two separate 1,000-yard rushers this year.
I think it's possible.
Now, what would be really crazy if he says – yeah, what would be really crazy if he says one of them is not Travion or Q? Then that would be a crazy Big Ten or Buckeye prediction. Let's see. Penn's. Whoa. Okay. Here's one. Troy. Penn State loses to the Buckeyes, but runs the table, and we meet in the Big Ten championship and beat them again. So this is very similar to some predictions that Chris and I have, but it's not Penn State that we're talking about.
Yeah.
So that's a good one, Troy. I like that. I like it when you come up with stuff like that. All right, I'm about ready to slow his roll. You watch. You're a fan. Explain this to me. So you're a fan of the U of Dumb, but you watch Ohio State podcasts all day. So first off, are you retired, or do you not have a job?
He's one of those guys Devin Brown likes to talk about that's living in mom's basement.
I mean, I got to know, Johnny. I hope you're retired, because if you're watching OSU podcasts all day long, then my man, what are you doing for a living? I need to know. I need to know your secrets. Okay. So I got to know, man. All right. Let's see. Ooh, another one by Mika. She's bringing the thunder tonight. Peoples has over 500 yards and over 300 on what's SWD? Sam Williams Dixon, the other freshman. Thank you. Has over 300.
And, you know what? That's even conceivable, Eric. I mean, if you look back a few years, Dallin went over 500 in his freshman year, you know? That's.
My prediction was 2,000-yard rushers and 3,000-yard receivers by Bobby Mack. Woo! That one's tough.
That's a whole lot of offense.
Especially in today's game where the clock is sped up a lot. Like, possessions are very limited now compared to what it was. And plus, if Ohio State's doing as well as we think they are going to do, there's going to be a lot of guys who don't even get to 100 yards in their game because they're already on the sideline.
Yeah,
but I love it. I love it, Bobby Mack. If that happens, so that could be incredible. All right, let's move on. Next up, did I read Devin's?
No.
Oh,
no.
Devin says, Oregon loses two regular season games. That's not that crazy, Devin. I'd have to hear him. Here's an explanation. A crazy national prediction. I'll start with Devin. He says Georgia misses the playoffs. Woo! That's an interesting.
That is crazy.
They have a tough schedule.
That's
though.
Yes, they one. Do. Yes, they do.
They do.
All right, Mello, you're up next, man. Your crazy national prediction.
This one is going to be off the top of the head. I'm going to have Ole Miss wins the SEC. I guess that's not national, is it?
It's not possible. No, that's national. It's not impossible. It's not impossible.
Except, Mel, I'm sorry to tell you that you're wrong. Because, hey, Skeeter, this is for you, buddy. Missouri is going to win the SEC.
Sean Schrock with a $2 holler. Did Sam Webb change his name to Johnny? Maybe. I can see that. And it's Scam Webb, right? Yeah. Jeremy Moreland with a $2 holler. How again do I buy memberships for people? I think if you go to memberships, it opens up a window, and you can in there you can purchase for somebody. There's the option to purchase for somebody. I believe that's how you do it. I need to probably make a video about that, explaining that to everybody.
Man, I love Troy's comment.
Yeah, that's great.
This one?
Yeah.
All right. This is going to sound crazy. This is kind of a Big Ten national combo. Northwestern's coach Braun will be coaching in the SEC next year.
I can see it.
Ooh, you're gonna make me nail down a team. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll tell you who I think it is.
All right, who?
I know who it is. It's in the Sunshine State.
Florida.
UF.
Yeah. Okay. I'm down the clown with that. yes or no? Urban Meyer is the next coach at Florida State.
No.
No.
Okay. All right. I'll just throw that one out there for fun. Who wins the Heisman, guys? That's up next. Chris, you're up first.
You know, I got to do it. I'm going to say Will Howard.
Ooh, Will Howard? You're picking Will Howard to win the Heisman.
I'm telling you, I said it before, I'll say it again. The guy is going to have over 4,000 yards of total offense. I think he goes for over 40 touchdowns. He keeps the interceptions down to three or less on the season. He's going to win the Heisman. Oh, and the natty.
Devin says, what up, family? Guess what, Chris? His Heisman Trophy winner, Will Howard. He's picking Will Howard as well. That's a big one. That's big time, dude. That's big time. Melo, who you got winning the Heisman?
That's why he's my partner.
What do you think, Melo?
Billion Appenhauer.
That's three for Will Howard, man. I cannot.
I think he's going to have 10 rushing touchdowns and 40 passing touchdowns.
Okay. All right. I can't pick Will Howard, guys, to win it. I'm going to go with Jackson Dart, quarterback at Ole Miss. I'll go with Jackson Dart, man. If we, I know we're homers, but my God,
he's
gosh,
a beast.
That would be insane. That would just be insane. All right, guys.
I mean, his numbers are going to be insane.
They are actually. You're right. All right, so we've reached the part of the show where we're going to do our. Ryan Day's beard. Dylan Gabriel. I hope not.
The Smurf is not going to make it through the season.
Smurf. I hope not.
I hope he at least makes 12, it to week six.
Jack Sawyer going to break him. Done.
Ooh, I don't know that I should. All right, I'm just going to move on. Let's go here. Let's go with our predictions for the tournament. And I have everybody's turn. Melo, let's go with yours first. So let me see if I can pull it up here. See if it'll let.
Don't judge me, people.
Well, maybe.
Judge away.
It's not letting me shoot. All right, let me try this. And then it's like doing it on the fly. I'm trying. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, do your thing.
I'm trying. It is blocking.
Dude, Jeremy. Jeremy's my hero right here.
What'd he say?
He wants to get me an Atari.
Man, I haven't heard or seen an Atari. I don't even remember the last time I saw one.
Man, bust out the old Atari 2600. Get Pitfall, get it rocking.
Well, it is really blocking me today. I wonder if it's because we have. Oh, let's see if we can try it this way. I'm gonna try one more time. Something's blocking me, Chris. It's not even letting me pull open.
Well, I'll tell you, I've got mine up here. Do you Do you want me to run through mine while you're trying to pull up the others?
Yeah, go for it.
I got mine in front of me as well.
Okay. Sorry, guys. I had graphics for all of these for everybody, and it's unfortunately it's messing up with them tonight. So go for it, Chris.
Okay. Starting with the number one seed, I've got Ohio State 1. I got SEC champ Missouri 2. I got Utah 3. ACC champion Clemson, who I think is not going to be a great champion, but they're going to be a champion at 4. I got Oregon sliding in at that 5 spot. Notre Dame 6. Georgia 7. Ole Miss 8. Bama 9. Rutgers 10. Texas 11. And Memphis 12. I wanted to say Boise State, guys, but Boise State's got to play Oregon, and I just don't see him getting past that. So as we move in first round, I've got Oregon taking out Memphis, Texas upsetting Notre Dame. Although, is it an upset? I don't know. Georgia over Rutgers, Bama over Ole Miss. Second round, Oregon over Clemson, Ohio State over Bama, Texas over Utah, Georgia over Missouri in the final game of the round. Final four gives me Ohio State, Oregon, Georgia, and Texas, with Ohio State and Georgia both winning to move on to the national championship game, where Ohio State gets its revenge for the cheap shot on Marvin Harrison by going double-digit win over Georgia to take the title.
Beautiful. Mello, you're up next, man.
Yep. So my one seed is obviously the Ohio State University. My two seed is that true SEC champion, Ole Miss. My three seed is Utah. My four seed is Clemson. And then my 12th seed is Liberty. My fifth seed is UGA. My sixth seed is Oregon. My seventh seed is Texas. Eighth seed is Penn State. My ninth seed is Mizzou. My 10th seed is Miami. And my 11th seed is Bama. So then in the top of my bracket, I have UGA playing Clemson, with UGA beating them. I have Missouri facing OSU, with OSU beating them and continuing the Avengers Revenge Tour. I have Oregon upsetting Utah. And then I have Ole Miss handling business against Texas. My semifinals, I have UGA getting taken out by OSU. And I have a double-digit win in that as well, which will complete the Avengers Revenge Tour. I have Oregon losing to Ole Miss, and then OSU handling business against Ole Miss and a Natty.
I got to ask, Mello, just a quick question. I'm not seeing Notre Dame on there anywhere. With that soft schedule they got, you don't think they can get enough to get in? I mean, I would think
Notre Dame's going to lose to A&M.
I feel like even Marcus Freeman, as little as I think of him, could coach his way into the playoff with that schedule. Okay.
See, I agree with that, but I think they're going to lose to Texas A&M. And then they don't have a game after that that justifies them being over all these teams with real records and real schedules.
Okay, time for Eric's bracket. I have got Georgia as the 1 seed, Ohio State as the 2 seed, Miami winning the ACC as the 3 seed, and K-State winning the Big 12 as my 4 seed. 5 seed, I have the only undefeated team in Power 4 football, Notre Dame. That was one of my other national predictions that a lot of people were surprised that I think I forgot to mention that I think people would be surprised is I think Notre Dame goes 12-0, guys. Now, I could be absolutely wrong. They could lose game 1 against A&M. They're a 2.5-point dog. But here's the thing. If they beat A&M, I don't see anybody else on their schedule that could compete with them. So I got Notre Dame at 5. I got Oregon 6, Texas 7. I got Bama 8, Ole Miss 9. Rutgers being the only other Big Ten team outside of Ohio State and Oregon at 10. Missouri sneaks in at 11, and I got undefeated Liberty. So I got an undefeated Notre Dame and an undefeated Liberty going up in the 5-12, Notre Dame winning. Alabama gets beat by Ole Miss. I have Oregon taking down Missouri, and I've got Texas beating Rutgers. Georgia defeats Ole Miss. Notre Dame upsets Kansas State. Oregon upsets Miami, and Ohio State takes down Texas, setting up the Ohio State-Oregon rubber match. Eugene beats Ohio, or Ohio State loses in Eugene early in the season. Ohio State beats Oregon at Indy, and then Ohio State beats Oregon in the semis. I have Georgia curb stomping Notre Dame, and then sets up the rematch. Ohio State, Georgia, part due. And I've got the Buckeyes righting the wrong that happened to them and defeating Georgia in the national championship game. What do you think?
Well, I tell you, I like your national championship pick.
I like it.
Yeah, you know, got to have a little fun with it, right? Got to have a little fun with it.
Yep.
So, man, I just can't believe you think that Georgia is going to all but run that schedule.
They'll have one loss. I think they'll have.
How many will Ohio State have?
One.
None.
I think Georgia's 11-1. I think Ohio State's 11-1. I think Miami could be 10-2, but the number three seed. Because here's the thing: if K-State goes 9-3, but they win the Big 12, they're in at the fourth seed.
You know what? It wouldn't surprise me at all if you don't see a three-loss ACC and or Big 12 team.
There's a world that exists where the fifth seed is actually the power seed, because yes. you would get a group of five to start off with a home game. You could get a possible three-loss fourth-seeded team in the second round, and then that sets up that you only need to win two big games back-to-back.
Jeremy got a $5 holler, and he got it right. We going to stop them Ducks three times. Going to stop a mud hole in them and walk it dry.
Yeah. And I did see this, Zeke. Notre Dame lost one of their best linemen to injury. Yeah, they are actually in panic mode right now in South Bend with the offensive line, but they do develop offensive linemen pretty well there. Again, Their schedule is baby poop. If they can get through that first game, I don't think Florida State's a big challenge to them. They get them at home.
They play Georgia Tech.
They got beat by Georgia. Exactly. They get USC at the end of the season. Yeah, it's on the road, but it's at the end of the season after USC's gone through the Big Ten schedule and gone through all those miles flying back and forth from the East Coast. They're going to be dog tired. They get them at the right time of year. Notre Dame's schedule sets up for them. If they can get past A&M, sets up pretty well for them.
And so, that's why we've got to force Notre Dame into a conference where they actually have to play competition.
Well, how sad would it be that they go 12-0, they then get the group of five served up to them at home, they then could play a K-State team who has three losses, and they get by that with a couple scores, then they go up against an Ohio State or Georgia and get curb stomped. Like, it could be fool's gold, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of the Irish gold, right? So I'm just saying. Did you guys watch Georgia Tech, Florida State?
I did not.
Absolutely.
I did. It's actually a fun game.
I would have. I just wasn't available to be at home.
Florida State, like I thought, there was so much turnover there.
Yep.
They are not going to be the same team at the end of the year that they are at the beginning of the year. When you have that much turnover, to just think we're still the same team, you're not. That's why it's so big that Ohio State brought everybody back.
I don't know. I think they looked a whole lot like that team at the end of last year that got beat by, like, what, 50 by Georgia?
I'm not talking about that team. Come on,
they looked a whole lot like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, DJ, okay. You looked awful.
Yeah, He's not progressed, Melo, since Clemson.
Yeah.
And he's not in as good an offense as he was at Oregon State. He was in a better offense at Oregon State.
Can anyone
for sure.
They spread everything out, you know. It's basically dink and duck. You're way down the field. You got a bunch of mismatches. You don't have to throw the football more than 5 to 10 yards most of the time, you know. And there was several times he looked bad, like
awful. Hey, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
What makes you think Oregon's beating Ohio State and Eugene?
Well, first off, Chris doesn't think that. So
I said E.
Okay.
Carrot.
So here's what it makes me think. I think Oregon is going to be an absolute massive game for them and their fans. This is, in fact, the fans will tell you that in their minds, this is the biggest home game they've ever had in Eugene, Oregon. Already, they're marking it down. Ticket prices are going to break records for this game for them.
They're what, $475, I think, is the cheapest ticket right now?
It is expensive to go to that game. So it's just going to be so hyped for them. I think that Oregon's going to have a lot of like wrinkles for this game that's going to allow their athletes, I think, to do some special things that might frustrate our defense a little bit. But I do think our defense learns from this game, and by the time we play them again in Indy, they're going to have the same problem that USC had. They're going to have played a Big Ten schedule that's going to be very physical that they're not used to. They're going to have traveled so much that the jet lag is going to have caught up with them. And by the time they get to Indy, our defense is going to have learned about what they did the first time. We'll be ready for them. We'll take them out in Indy. And then that'll set up the rubber match. And by the way, it'll be the first time ever in college football history that two teams have played each other three times in one season. And that's pretty cool, too.
It'll be the first time ever.
This is how I see it. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
No, I was just going to say it's going to be the first time ever that Ohio State has curb stomped the same team three times in one season.
I agree with Chris, and this is why. Dan Lanning begged Urban Meyer to come out to watch their practice. Urban Meyer went out there and watched their practice for a couple of days. Urban Meyer saw us practice. Urban Meyer then said, this is the best team he's seen in 10 years after going to both places. Urban Meyer also said Dylan Gabriel's nowhere near a first-round quarterback, which means he's overhyped. DeCorian Moore, at his commitment speech, said Ohio State has zero weaknesses when he was talking about his teams and why they made his final list. He said, Ohio State is probably going to win a natty this year, but we're going to win it in Oregon the next year. Oregon, if you go watch the spring game and you watch the two Washington games that they played, a lot of their stuff is speed and space. Well, guess what? We got a whole lot of speed everywhere, and we're just going to press their receivers. Their O-line has not seen a defensive line like ours. I think we're going to manhandle their O-line. And I think our O-line is going to handle their D-line, and I think there's no way they've beaten us. I actually thought that we would only beat them by like 7. I think we beat them by double digits. And all of Melo, this stuff, like you can see the Urban Meyer's tape is on YouTube.
Yeah. Melo.
We're going duck hunting.
3 times.
Okay, guys. All right, man. Hey, I'm trying to be realistic within my own bounds, but I love your take, Melo.
And they have a lot of transfer portal on their defensive line.
They do, but that cornerback they brought from Washington was one of Washington's best players. Let's just be straight up about that.
Yeah, so, I agree.
It was.
But they still got to be synchronized.
Yes, and, you know, let me tell you about next year and their hopes of winning next year. It ain't happening. Our second team D is one of the top 10 teams in the top 10 Ds in the country. Our second team can go out and be a top 10 D in the country right now. That's how good this team is. Offensively, yeah, we lose Will Howard next year, but you know what? I'm not real worried there. I'm telling you, Oregon, set back, watch. You might have yourself a 20-year run like the guys up north.
Bobby Mack with a $5 holler. Do you guys think we can get five teams from the Big Ten in the playoffs this year? No, no. Not this year. No. In future years, in the future, maybe.
Yes,
yeah,
maybe.
But not this year. I think the SEC is so top heavy. And let's be honest, I think ESPN is going to push the heck. You already saw it last Saturday. ESPN's already pushing the narrative with the SEC. They're going to push it. I think the SEC is going to get five in, but not the Big Ten. But in future years, very, very good possibility. Scoop, Googs, congrats on the Hall of Fame. My man got a Hall of Fame? Dude.
Up at Austin Town.
Salute to Kirk Barton and Nevada Buck.
My man got a Hall of Fame. Congrats, dude. Good for you. All right.
Big time.
Let's see if there's any other things in the comments here before we call it a night. We got so much coming your way this week. Let's see. Blue Wolverine just showed up. He said $10 super chat with a pear character flying in the air with a red cape and a smile on his face. If you're on YouTube, that makes perfect sense for you because you see it. If you're not, that probably sounded pretty funny. But thank you for the $10 holler. Jeremy Moreland, Boggs, all caps, Boggs, I disagree, respectfully. Day is on point. Meyer is on point. And no way these players let this slide. Buckeyes by 10, go mellow. Here's the thing I want to say. If we go out to Eugene and we win that game, do not be surprised if the team we play in the Big Ten championship game Rutgers is from Piscataway, New Jersey, and is pronounced Rutgers. Don't be surprised if that happens.
Oh, man. And I'd love to see it. I would love to see it. Because, you know,
Day and
Shiano, Day, man, they get fiery.
Yep. They don't like each other.
Thank you, Doreen. She says, all super chats, just to remind everybody, all super chats for this next month are going towards Chris's equipment. So I'm just being honest with you all. We're not pocketing anything. It goes right back into what we do. And so we're trying to raise $1,500 this month in super chats so we can get Chris a new laptop and a soundboard so that he can then do the call-in show so that we can go to games. So I can do the call-in show. He can do the call-in show. I am planning on going to the Marshall game with my wife. I am planning to go to the Purdue game because, well, it's a rivalry with the boys from the Boiler Express podcast. And I'm going to the last game of the year against the team up north. So those are three games I'm going to. So we're
and
trying
I look
to get
forward
him
to hosting that call-in show.
And we're going to that call-in show will go on all night. We're going to Pittsburgh for the Iowa game. So there won't be a call-in show for the Iowa game because we're going to be in Pittsburgh for that game. And we're also going to do a watch party for the Northwestern game. So if you're not going to Chicago to Wrigley Field to watch the Buckeyes play, myself, Juck, I think Chris might come if he can't get away. And then the best damn pod in the land is going to be there. And we're looking at some others possibly as well, doing a huge Ohio State podcasting group meetup for the Northwestern game. Thank you, Kirk. Appreciate you, fellas. This is fun to watch as I edit. Appreciate that, my man. Editing's not fun. I do that a lot, too. That is not fun.
Eventually, he's probably going to end up teaching me how to do that so we can really have a night off.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Anything else before we leave?
Oh, just got a $25 super chat, Eric.
Oh, I see it. Donald and Karen Rossback, $25. Add that to the fund. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. We are well on our way. Appreciate that. All right. I think that's it. Fun show, guys. Go back, rewatch this. We'll go. I like to go back and watch this show at the end of the year and see how right or wrong we were with all of our predictions.
Hey, all I know is last year I finally got it right. Satan is gone. History.
How many years did you predict that
Nick Saban
would retire?
It was 3 years ago, I think.
Three?
Yeah.
3 years in a row. Finally on the third one. You didn't strike out. You had two strikes. You didn't strike out.
And
who's the next guy
you're going to
do that with? Kirk? Is Kirk Ferentz the next one?
Well, you know, I already predicted it. I predicted it already. Yeah. Yeah. Old man river going upstream.
All right. Don't forget, guys, hit the like button. Hit the bell. That way you get notified all week long. We got stuff coming all week long. Tomorrow night's the Ohio State preview. Tuesday night, Mello and Devin go live for the first time. It's 8:15, right, Mello?
Yes, sir.
8:15 is when the Buckeye Boys will be going live on Tuesday night. Wednesday night is our Akron preview with the Akron Blue and Gold podcast. Thursday night's our call-in show. Friday night's the first time ever we're doing Buckeyes After Dark. Saturday we're doing an actual visual watch party here on the channel during the game, and then doing the call-in show immediately after the game. This is going to be a crazy week. And then Sunday night we're doing the roundtable. So that's 10 shows in 8 days, 9 shows in 8 days.
You know what, Eric? If people keep coming, we're going to have to keep doing it.
What's that?
It could be a very long, very fun season.
Well, yeah, this is true. That's why Mello and Dev's here, to try to take some of the pressure off of us, man.
We get Tuesday nights off, right?
Yeah. Hopefully soon. I'll be there to run it until they get comfortable doing everything.
Eric gets no days off.
What's that? Was that Brady and the Patriots? No days off. Terrible. That was terrible. Anyways,
guys. The cows
don't
take a day off, Eric.
What's that?
The cows don't take a day off.
That's right. Cade Stover. Why should I have a day off? Cows don't take one. Dude, I miss that guy. Gosh.
Man, I hope he's doing well with the Texans. I haven't really heard anything.
Well, right now, he's projected as a third string tight end, but I'll tell you what. I look for him to move up.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He's too much of a boss, man. Too much of a boss. All right, guys, thank you so much. Great show tonight. We will be back tomorrow night with a pre-recorded Ohio State preview for the season. Chris Drew from Minnesota Sports joined me. It's awesome. You're going to not want to miss that. A lot of fun. Great conversation all week long. Great stuff coming your way. Guys, remember, be kind to one another. I owe someone's OH. St. Carmen, Ohio, with all your heart. Till next time. OH!
I-O.
Go Bucks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.